Well, you know what? Today is a good day in the city of New Orleans. We have made it. Can you believe that after 4 months after Katrina, that we are here today to announce the start of the Mardi Gras season? This is an incredible day, and it speaks to this city's fortitude, its dedication, its wildness, because we didn't get to this day without some controversy. And we have people that are still out there questioning whether we should have Mardi Gras this season. Well, guess what? Today, we officially announce the beginning of the Mardi Gras season. So we are moving forward, and we have most, if not all, of the crews who are here involved, and we are prepared as a city to put on the best Mardi Gras that we have ever seen. Now, this is a very special Mardi Gras from a couple of perspectives. Besides us kind of raising from the destruction of Katrina, this is also the celebration of the 150th year of Mardi Gras in the city of New Orleans. So this is a very special time for us, and we're excited about it. And as most of you know, today, January 6th, is the Feast of the Epiphany, also called Twelfth Night, because it comes 12 days after Christmas, and it's the official beginning of the Mardi Gras season. You know, pre-Katrina, Mardi Gras was one of the top tourist attractions for the city of New Orleans. We are hopeful, and we are looking forward to us regaining that status this Mardi Gras season. I am so encouraged today, because the past couple of weeks, I have seen some things that I haven't seen in the city of New Orleans over the past couple of months. First of all, I'm seeing children in the city. Lots of children are back in the city. The second thing I'm seeing is tourists are coming back to the city. And tourists are back in the city from as far away as Germany, as far away as Paris, as far away as who knows where. But they're back in the city, and the city is starting to show some incredible signs of life. I took the opportunity this past weekend to become a tourist. And I took one of those wonderful carriage rides that we all, you know, kind of take for granted in the city. And I encourage each one of you to do that. This is a time of discovery. This is a time of pioneering. This is a time for us to go back to some of the things that we really value as a city in New Orleans that makes us unique. New Orleans will always be around, and this is one further step that demonstrates that we are coming back. God bless all of you, and have a great night.